We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. And when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store, with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
Football has come and gone now for the Florida Gators as Billy Napier and the Gators turn their attention towards the 2024 football schedule. And so do we here on SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome into SEC Unfiltered, where we cover all things SEC, not just football. There's also some baseball and basketball coverage out there for you, but football is king, and it is what drives everything here at SEC Unfiltered. And the Florida Gators are a team that have been talked about a lot all offseason, ever since before the 2023 season even ended, as you got to looking forward with the schedule release and all that. It's been talked about nothing but how much of a gauntlet that this 2024 schedule is going to be for Florida. But today, our mission is to examine a 3-game stretch that can be a season defining stretch, something that, listen, momentum is a real thing. And in order to have the success that Florida wants to have, there are 3 games that we've identified that they need to get the ball rolling on in order to kind of carry them through this 2024 season. So very, very excited to be talking about this stretch. And something else we're very excited about is quickly we want to share with you about our partner, Roback. Guys, if you, speaking of momentum, if you want a little momentum yourself, you want to feel good, you want to look good, then you need to check out Roback Activewear. If you haven't heard of Roback before, you need to check them out. It's safe to say that we bet on Roback every single day of the week. Best fit, best feel. You can get polos, all other kinds of materials from hoodies, shorts, but the polos, guys, the performance polos, and including the Azalea collection that is out for a limited time this spring, guys, you're going to get moisture wicking, four-way stretch polos that are going to absolutely breathe well. They're going to feel great. They're going to, you're going to go be able to play golf in them. You're just going to be able to go out on the town with them, whatever you would like. It is a great look, and Roback is a great partner here at SEC Unfiltered. And because of that, we can pass on a little bit of savings to you. If you head on right now over to Roback, that's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, Roback.com today, you can use our promo SECU and get 20% off your first purchase over there. So head on over, get you some polos, some hoodies, all those great things, and enjoy. They've got some collections that go with the colors of the different college teams out there. So enjoy that for sure. Roback.com. But guys, let's go ahead and dive in to this stretch run that we think, this three-game stretch that we think is going to be key, vital, season-defining for Florida based on the momentum or the lack of that it could establish early on for the Florida Gators. And the first game is when Texas A&M, who's a top 25 ranked team going into the preseason, comes in to Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. You've got a first-year coach in Mike Elko there at Texas A&M. They're all excited. The Aggies are very, very excited about Mike Elko and the fact that Jimbo Fisher is no longer there. They wanted him gone so badly that they were willing to part with that $75 million buyout in order to get Jimbo out of College Station. But just because Jimbo's gone and just because there were some players that left doesn't mean that the cupboard is bare for Texas A&M. This is going to be a physical matchup. We know that Billy Napier likes to run the football. We know that he likes to get things going on the run game and then hit you vertical down the field with the passing game. So I'm excited to see the matchup of, okay, one area that Texas A&M is a little thin in is up front on the interior defensive line. They lost a lot of guys with Walter Nolan going to Ole Miss and things of that nature. And they have a lot of guys who are unproven that are coming in, whether it's with Rodas Johnson who transferred in or Albert Regis, Gabriel Brownlow, Diddy, some of these guys that have been there for a while. DJ Hicks was a freshman last year, kind of came on at the end of the season. They're going to be tested up the middle when Florida's offensive line, especially at home, wants to run the football a little bit. And then I think one thing that Florida showed in the spring game is that, hey, we know what Graham Mertz is. We know that he's solid. Graham Mertz is as wrong as I've ever been on a player. When he came from Wisconsin, I was like, I do not know about this because of how terrible that offense had been at Wisconsin and how poorly he had played in big games up there. But Graham Mertz came in, and if there was a bright spot for Florida last year, I would say it was Graham Mertz and how well he played, the kind of leadership he showed. And now we know what his counterpart is with Trey Wilson. Okay, we know he's an exciting player, but who steps up around him? I think we saw enough plays out of Marcus Burke. I think we saw enough plays out of Aiden Mizell, you know, different guys like that to know, hey, I think Florida's going to have some weapons. We know Ricky Pearsall is gone, but when it comes down to it, I think that the Florida Gators are going to have enough that they will be able to challenge some elements of this Texas A&M defense. Now, Mike Elko has Connor Wegman and a host of really, really good weapons on the offensive side that are going to be coming in. So it'll be incumbent upon that secondary for Florida. And listen, safety was not an area of strength last year. It could go to an area of strength this year, okay, with Asa Turner coming in from Washington helping things out. Of course, you had Jordan Castle and Bryce Thornton that got experience last year early on as freshmen. So a little bit more experience, a little bit more depth on the back end for Florida at the cornerback position. Jason Marshall, you know what you have there, and Devin Moore on the other side. So we'll see how that secondary matches up against the likes of Moose Muhammad, against Noah Thomas, against Jadae Walker, and with Connor Wegman coming back, a true road game test for him early on coming to Ben Hill Griffin. So I'm super excited. But here's the thing. If you're Florida and you want to have this type of season that you think you can have, if you want to get a season that will be good enough for a Billy Napier to be there in 2025 and try to win 8 games or so, then this is a key game that you got to get it going. It's a home game early on in the season, ought to have plenty of depth, things like that. And it's just one that you have to attack early and go out there and take advantage of that home field crowd there in the swamp. And it's going to be a huge game. I'm excited to see it, especially who knows what has happened already at this point with the Miami game to start off the year. So we'll see what happens here with Texas A&M. But potentially you're looking at a 3-0 start if you beat the Aggies. If you beat Miami, which it's at home, then you get Samford, and then Texas A&M could be a 3-0 start for the Gators.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Then you go on the road to face a Mississippi State team that, let's make no bones about it, if you want to be the successful team and you are the team that you think you are as a Florida fan, as a member of the Florida staff, then Mississippi State, whether it's on the road, cowbells or not, any of that kind of stuff, you should take care of business in that game. Jeff Levy and company are going to be kind of cobbling together a roster. They are depleted at certain areas, okay, particularly along the lines of scrimmage. I would give Florida the advantage on the lines of scrimmage at each deal, okay, on each side. But when it comes down to it, we know that Jeff Lebby is one of these mad scientists, okay? You still have to go on the road in the SEC and face a very innovative, very up-tempo offense, and will you be able to handle that environment on the road? Billy Napier and company simply have not been great in road environments, okay? Not during his tenure at Florida. So this is a game that will be all about maturity, right? You could be undefeated at this point. You know that you're supposed to beat a Mississippi State team in terms of you'll be favored in Vegas, even on the road, most likely. Can you go in there and take care of a Jeff Lebby team that's going to have a lot of excitement because it's a new era, it's a new fresh start? I think they're trying to recapture with this hire of Lebby and the how different his offense is and innovative and the type of personality he is. They're trying to recapture a little bit of the Mullen and the Leach excitement that was there at Mississippi State before, much different than the Zach Arnett team that everyone faced a year ago. So excited to see this matchup of Florida. If you're going to be, again, if you're going to be the team that you think you should be, you got a veteran quarterback, you got some pieces to throw it to, you got a Montrell Johnson that can carry the rock, all the winning recipes and some experience on defense, all the winning recipes for a road win, and it could be a 4-0 start. And listen, that would be huge momentum. But these two games, two SEC games that are winnable games, you have to take advantage of early in order to start building up that momentum for the gauntlet that's coming on the back end of the season, building confidence for your players. If you dropped one or both of these games, then it is going to be rough going forward. But Florida should be favored to win most likely at home and then also on the road here with Mississippi State. Then you get a bye week before you take on UCF. And see that guy on the left-hand side there? He looks familiar. Who? Oh, yeah, that's KJ Jefferson. That was a longtime starter, 38 starts for the Arkansas Razorbacks during his tenure there. Well, now he's playing for Gus Malzahn down there, right down the road from Disney World, and they're going to come make the trip over to Gainesville to visit the Gators. Listen, they're a new Big 12 team, probably going to be a middle of the road Big 12 team after they weren't great last year. But Gus Malzahn has done a really good job recruiting. This is going to be one of three Florida schools that the Gators are going to play. They're going to play Miami to open up the season at home. They get UCF at home, and then they play Florida State at the end of the season. I believe that one's at Florida State. Not certain on that one in terms of haven't looked down the line that far yet. But when it comes down to it, hey, supremacy inside of the state of Florida is huge for recruiting. This is a big game in terms of that. You don't want to let Gus Malzahn say, hey, you see what happened when we took down Florida? We were able to beat them, and you don't want to go head-to-head because UCF has some NIL resources and stuff like that. You don't want to go head-to-head and give any foothold to schools that you are in the same state at. So, listen, Florida should be the more talented team. And Lord have mercy, if Florida were to start off 5-0, I mean, you talk about just how big it would be for momentum, because you've got other games coming down the stretch that are just going to be tough games. I mean, you look at the schedule that's coming after this one, having to go on the road to a Tennessee the next week, get a Kentucky coming into town. The Georgia game's tough. You got to go on the road to Texas, LSU at home. You get Ole Miss at home, and then, yes, at Florida State in the year. That is a brutal, brutal stretch run at the end of the season. Florida needs to take advantage of this one. Now, Gus Malzahn will be familiar, okay? He'll be familiar with the Gators, familiar with that environment. It's not going to be a shock to his system or anything like that, but these players, this is another matchup where I think the Swamp can make a huge difference to kind of give the Florida players a lot of juice and also maybe rattle the UCF players early. But it is going to benefit UCF having a veteran quarterback like KJ Jefferson, who's been in some raucous environments before. So, guys, those are the games that we view as the season-defining kind of most important games for Florida early on, because like we said, three games they should win. Three games they should take and just start snowballing some momentum going forward in the season. And if you were to start 5-0, because you probably two winnable games before that in Miami and Samford, if you were to start 5-0, it buoys your chances of making a bowl game, of getting to the 8-win mark maybe before the regular season's over with, of having a chance to do something kind of special and have a decent bowl game and really save the tenure of Billy Napier, because we all know that he's on thin ice. So, guys, those are our thoughts on the 2024 Florida schedule a little bit and the three most important games in terms of momentum and kind of defining the season early on and giving confidence to this Florida team.